Here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia and France support Palestine's independence and called on the Israeli military to cease its military operations in Gaza. The Palestinian issue was among the topics discussed during both and bilateral and one-on-one meetings between President Prabowo and French President Emmanuel Macron at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also said one of the most important points in the discussion with President Macron was related to France's willingness to encourage a peaceful resolution of the Palestinian issue. France will also continue to support steps toward Palestinian independence. Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani met with Speaker of the Japanese Parliament Nukaga Fukushiro during her working visit to Tokyo to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. During the meeting held at the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo on Wednesday, she emphasized the importance of strengthening cooperation between both nations, especially as both face challenges from increasing global geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. That's the news.
Kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba. Aku di saat ku butuhkanmu, cinta tak begini. Selama ku tahu, tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini. Yeah.
of Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places, there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round made of rice and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Fewer prehistoric races have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocen age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Serasan Sub-District.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture diversity.
Lastly, We have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mendu, sudo chicken, pastel arts.
Kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
From Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, do you know about what's that? The World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan. What's that, Faisal? Yes, that's why I would like to share you about the information. It has something to do with the participation of Indonesia here at the celebration of culture in Osaka, and it is, you know, the Indonesia's National Day. I mean, at the World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan, presents an opportunity to showcase the country's diverse natural and cultural heritage to the global community. Yes, Deputy Minister of National Development Planning, Febrian Alpianto, noted that the event provides a platform to promote Indonesia's potential innovation and progress, as well as to showcase locally made products to a global audience. He also stated that through cultural performances and educational installations at the Indonesian Pavilion, the government aimed to demonstrate how natural wealth, cultural traditions, and sustainable innovation can go hand in hand. The National Day is one of the celebrations held by each participating country at the Osaka World Expo, as symbolizing cultural exchange and international friendship. And you know that Indonesia's National Day marks a significant milestone that showcases the nation's cultural diversity and fostering global cooperation through closer ties with Japan and other nations. And even the celebration began with an Indonesian parade that started at the Grand Ring of the Indonesia Pavilion and continued to the National Day Hall.
Sering kau marah tanpa alasan.
know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Aku jadi yang terhebat, jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Manusia yang paling butuh kamu, membutuhkanmu, hatiku memalingkan pandang hanya padamu, pada hatimu.
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, "The rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!
World usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon praune wus nengah tiap yuk tiap banyu pinelah ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aden jawil mas jebul we sore piting kelopo katon ngawi awi kayu kani peci bali wae dene seso eso tumandang nyambut gawe anglian numpa prau layar ing tino minggu ke pariwisoto alon prau.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids' song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket strings pairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick, then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Thank you. simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Kebahagiaanmu tak pernah ku keluhkan, walau rintangan menghadang, panas hujan begini, makanan sehari-hari ku rela pergi pagi pulang pagi hanya untuk mengais rezeki. Terisi. Kamu
tak perlu resah. Aku sedang berusaha demi kebahagiaan kamu yang aku sayangi. Tak pernah ku keluhkan walau rintangan menghadang. Panas hujan begini makanan sehari-hari.
Cinta yang tulus kepada